Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming my colleague and friend, Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician writing in American Greatness, about the presidential contest now underway after the final contest of the Haley versus Trump has ended, and with Mr. Biden making the State of the Union message very much a stump speech. Thaddeus asked the question in American Greatness about Mr. Trump's campaign of 24. Is it a presidential campaign or is it a revenge tour? That is a very good evening to you from remarks that Mr. Trump has made on stage frequently over the last months. Revenge is very much on his mind. What does that mean in practical terms? What does it mean as a campaign strategy? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, I offer this as a piece of constructive criticism, not that it will be taken very well by Mr. Trump or his supporters. But in the final analysis, Americans are not a vengeful people or an aspirational people. We generally do not respond to calls for revenge or individuals claiming to be our instrument of justice. There are those within the MAGA movement and some within the Republican Party who are very upset about the direction of the country, and there may be some that would like to see those who have shredded the Constitution in the name of protecting democracy actually be held accountable. And so to a certain extent, this is an appeal that resonates in the primaries. We've seen Donald Trump steamroll through the primaries. It's not only the message of retribution, but I would argue more importantly, the fact that he's being persecuted by all the right people, which makes him a martyr in the eyes of the Republican Party and the MAGA movement. If you can set aside, I think, the fact that he is accurate in the sense that, yes, he's been persecuted to an extent that no candidate for public office and certainly not the presidency has ever had to endure, it's very difficult to try to rise above that in the political environment, especially when it resonates in the primary and actually helps you get that nomination. But as you head into the general election, John, he has to rise above it. And he has to offer not a vengeful, but an aspirational vision to the American people, especially those in the middle or those on the Republican side who are skeptical or suspicious of his ability to govern and lead the country the next 4 years. So for his own benefit, the benefit of victory in November, he has to start dropping the revenge tour rhetoric and start actually enunciating what he's going to do and why it's good for the American people.
My observation of Mr. Trump in 2016 and 2020 is that that campaign, those campaigns also didn't speak of the future. The way I hear this is Mr. Trump is comfortable talking about the past, what's happened to him. He's less interested or less keen on talking about his vision for the country. Is that a difficulty?
Well, I think it's a problem that when you hear it, I think a lot of people hear that as well. Now, look, a lot of the policies had put in place in 2017 up through 2020 were there to remediate the damage done by the 8 years of the Obama administration and some by the prior Bush administration before that. But when you think about it, John, the slogan, Make America Great Again, does imply looking backwards. I think it was actually taken from the Reagan campaign, or at least as a riff on it. It would be, in my mind, probably more salubrious for him to start talking about how we can make America even better. Because one of the issues that I've always had, no matter who says it, is the argument that we can make America great again. I would counter that America has always been great. We've been founded as a revolutionary experiment in self-government, a constitutional republic with democracy. And so I would argue that the American people, the sovereign citizens, are always great. The problem is the government can be fair to middling or worse. So when you start talking about making America grand again, you're talking about, I would argue, making the American government actually respond and be held accountable to the American people, and why it's good for all of us that that happens.
We're told that the Trump campaign right now has a challenge to raise enough money to maintain its pace, the rallies that have been part of the success so far. We're told that there are donors are registering their doubts about the Trump campaign, diverting money they give for the RNC or for the campaign into paying Mr. Trump's law bills. We're told that the law bills will continue to climb over these next months. That obliges Mr. Trump to talk about it. In other words, backward looking.
I don't know that he's obliged to talk about it. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows that the left, through their lawfare, is doing everything they can to prevent the American people from having a choice this November. And they hope to be rewarded for it by bankrupting not only the campaign, but Donald Trump personally, not only to exact their own revenge and retribution against him for perceived misdoings, but to serve as an intimidation to other people who might want to pick up the Republican populist mantle. It's despicable, it's anti-American, and they're going to continue to do it as long as they perceive that it's going to reward them. Now, this might actually inure to Mr. Trump's benefit that the donors are looking for ways to support him without having it go into the lawfare or into battling the lawfare that he's encountering. Because with so many different ways for money to find its way into the political system, there might be more optimal ways than giving it to the RNC or putting it into lawsuit fees for lawyers to defend against these lawsuits, so that it might actually help bolster Donald Trump's campaign heading into the election.
The headlines also point to why Mr. Trump was successful in the primaries, which is a base that supports him enthusiastically. Your understanding of the campaign this time, not previously, is Mr. Trump in a position to reach to the middle, the independents, the votes that are neither Republican or Democrat?
Well, I think the issue matrix is there. The question is whether he can articulate it in a way that is not off-putting to people in the center or people who may be considering possibly supporting him this time around, especially those who did not support him last time around. So I think it is entirely possible, but whether he can manage to do it and rise above the persecution that he's encountering, I think it's going to be difficult. And in fairness to Donald Trump, it's going to be very difficult for any human being to do that. But if you want to be the leader of the free world, the President of the United States, there are things that you have to be able to do, and this is one of them.
The president's speech at the State of the Union, how did you measure it? That is, was it a surprise to you or a straight up recognizable partisan warfare?
Well, John, you know better than anybody that presidents are political creatures, whatever side of the aisle they may be on. And they do tend to try to put that in check. Now, it's very tempting in a presidential year to be more partisan than usual. But there is an understanding that what you want to do is portray yourself as a chief executive, as the head of state, as someone who is above petty partisan politics. Mr. Biden has never been able to do that. And I think that if you consider this with his Protecting Democracy speech, this is just the sequel to that, where he is attacking his enemies, attacking anybody he perceives dissents from his agenda, anybody he perceives as a political opponent is evil and must be crushed, and that he's going to do it. In fact, it's rather much like the Democratic version of what Donald Trump is saying in the Republican primaries. And it's unfortunate. But if you're a Republican, let Joe Biden be Joe Biden. It's the best thing you got going for you heading into 2024 if you're a Republican.
That is McCotter writing an American greatness about the Trump campaign. Is it a revenge tour or is it a presidential campaign? Remains to be seen. The campaign's just underway. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.